person that asked Roberto about the move gets fired. 7 after the hour. Next day program. Roberta Fasanelli back with us, the queen of cheap, Roberta and Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler, Richie's having another one of his treatments today in the outpatient room at Addis Ababa General Hospital.
At where?
Addis Ababa General Hospital. All right, so Roberta gets a chance to be the star because she hasn't been here for 10 days. She's moved now. Finally,
two weeks.
The long national nightmare is over.
From hell. You cannot imagine.
I don't even want to hear about it.
When you're in the same house for 26 years and then, you know, your parents die, you sell your parents' house, and you have all your parents' stuff in with all of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. That's it. Well, so you're fine. You sound fine. How are you going to intrigue the listeners today with the queen of cheap items?
Oh, let's see. We tell you how to get $5 from Amazon absolutely free. And we're going to tell seniors, if you're over 55. Now, that kind of irks me. 55 is a senior.
Yeah, forget that.
If you're over 55, you can get some huge savings today at Walgreens. And we're going to tell you how to do that.
All right. This is all part of the national ruse put forth by the AARP.
Uh-oh.
Because they want to have, what do you mean, uh-oh?
Uh-oh. I feel a rant coming on.
Well, but the truth of... This
rant meter.
Get out the timer. I'm not necessarily going to rant. I just find it offensive that, in general, people are put into categories. Roberta just tweaked that button with me and her and others who are over the age of 55 who are not seniors other than in name only.
What are you talking about, Sonny?
Well, it's just the old adage about age. I have maintained, and I'm even stronger at it now because of sort of what I'm doing with my mind and my body and my age. I think age is an absolutely stupid rendering of who you are and what you are. It makes no difference to a point when you get to be 100. Okay, maybe there are certain considerations or even in your 90s. But you know what? You can live a strong, healthy life and go for pretty much as long as you want to.
So if I run the Sizzler, at what day, what age do I give you a senior discount? Or do I just scrap the senior discount and make you pay full price forever?
I don't know what it is about. When did it start? The AARP was responsible for this too, right? Giving seniors a deal?
They take them. Are you kidding?
Well, that's one of the, why is it that we came out with 60 at one point, it was 62, or now 55, whatever it is. I remember getting the first letter from the AARP at the age of 50.
Well,
I've already started getting them.
Why did you join? I threw it away.
It's because of the discounts.
Oh, baloney. You can find stuff.
I'm the queen of cheap.
I understand that. And you, of all people, know that there are plenty of deals you can get that are better. There's nothing.
I take them all, boy.
We have plenty of advertising that comes from the AARP, so this is my opportunity to show that I'm an independent thinker. I'm not going to be under the thumbs of anybody. In a sense, they pay to be on and tell their message. That's swell. You read their magazine, there is nothing in there that you can't find someplace else cheaper.
Insurance. Are you afraid of getting old, Dougie?
Afraid of getting old? No. There are very few things I'm afraid of getting old.
What are you talking about, youngster?
Well, no, because I would be with Roberta. I'd say take those discounts wherever you can get them, but it almost
looks
like
Doug doesn't
take the discounts.
I'll take them. No, if they're there, I take them. When I go to the, if I go to the movies by myself,
When you go to the movies, it's these weird buy one, get one free shows, which is, you're the only one that can find those deals.
You know, and it's a Tuesday $2 matinee.
All right, let's get into the news.
And then he stays and he watches all 8 films. At
right, that's the buy one, get one free I'm referring to. Just to get a pair of sneakers and you can have them too.
Right, I buy popcorn. They're getting their money's worth out of me. School bus drivers in Boston are on strike today. Cancellations of school. How long has school been? 1 month, and they're already on strike. And this is a union. This is a whole union thing. I remember they pulled this stunt a few years ago, and it had the same impact. Many of them got fired, and they brought in replacements because it's an illegal strike. The problem here is that in some circumstances, they're considered municipal employees, and in some communities, it's illegal to strike. If you're a public employee, I don't know if that's the case in California, a lot of places, isn't it, Jennifer?
I think so.
Yeah. In New York, is that the case in New York, Roberta?
I don't know.
Can the public employees go on strike? In many cities and towns, they can't. At
I'm
any
not
rate.
Sure. Somehow I don't think so, but I wouldn't, you know, bet the bank.
Yeah. See, these smaller groups, school busing was set up after World War, well, it was actually after World War One. Here in the community where I am, I used to run the school buses, and I took the business over from the man who was like my second father, who was a farmer who had, in his family, his grandfather, had run school barges. And that is, they had, in the wintertime, they had sleighs. Summertime, they had a covered wagon. And they'd go up and down the street and pick up kids and bring them down to the schoolhouse, which was at the corner of the street. And then it expanded when the school was built 3 miles away. The kids had to get there, and so they bought buses, and they brought the kids to school, and they eventually got paid for doing it by the community, not by the parents. And so this sort of thing has gotten way out of control. Why should school bus drivers, not that I'm not denigrating people that drive school buses.
Weren't you a school bus driver at one time?
I was. Yeah. I owned a school bus business.
Okay, yeah.
I owned at one point in time, I had 400 buses. About a half of them were school buses. The other half were transit buses and long-distance buses. I have done a lot of different things in my life. Radio has always been my thread and the farm, but there have been other things that I've done. And I will tell you that these people, and this in general, people who are ancillary, who are important, it's important to have school bus drivers, like it's important to have cafeteria workers, but how do you let them, that's the tail wagging the dog, how do you let the school bus drivers decide and define whether the children are going to go to school or not? How does that happen?
Well, actually, you know, New York something has, I thought this was the case. They have something called the Taylor Law.
Yeah.
And it authorizes a governor-appointed state public employment relations board to resolve contract disputes for public employees while curtailing their right to strike.
Yeah. Shouldn't have the right to strike. But these guys work for a private company that's servicing the community.
So they can do it.
And that's
private,
something different.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
Right. But back again, when the community negotiates their contract with the bus company, they ought to put in it, you can't strike. You can't screw up our school system. People don't want to work for you. You take care of that. That's why we hired you. But if they go on strike, if it were me and I were negotiating a contract, I would just say contract null and void if the drivers go on strike. We'll bring in somebody else. And then you wouldn't have this kind of foolishness where unions get to sort of manage or take over in a circumstance that they have no business screwing up. Why should you let school bus drivers screw up the school system? But how does that make any sense in
it's
civilized,
kind of like
intelligent society?
It's kind of like allowing school boards to hold parents and students hostage if the parents don't pass their proposal to raise the amount of money that they tax. School taxes?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing
budget.
The government does in general. We don't have enough money, so we're going to close down the public swimming pool on the hottest day of summer.
But they're working on budgets that was voted in the year before.
Yeah, at least they have a budget.
The budget for the, but they'll make you suffer exactly at that. Well, you don't pass the budget, well, sorry, you know, we're going to disrupt all those after-school programs.
Yeah.
We're going to
no
do
more
away
sports.
With,
yeah,
no
right,
more
exactly.
sports.
Yeah.
And they hold the parents hostage.
Public service. Hello. Mm-hmm. Something is awry here. 888-302-3684. What are your observations about that? Kenny might post that. That'd be interesting. What we
sounds
do
an awful lot like government and the White House being shut down and all that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
fun
thing.
Stuff.
The sexiest woman alive, according to Esquire magazine, not Roberta Fassinelli, not Jennifer Horne, but a 28-year-old has been given this honor. She's been acting since she was since the year 2006. She's now engaged to a French journalist. She was married before to Ryan Reynolds. About whom am I speaking, Jennifer?
Scarlett Johansson, sir.
Has been named the sexiest woman alive. I don't get that. I don't think she's not.
I think she's pretty.
She's not that sexy. Who do you think, Kenny?
Who would you name then?
Well, Lisa is going to be the sexiest woman for Kenny. I don't have to go any further than that.
He's so sweet.
How about we ask women? Who the sexiest woman is. Roberta, who do you think the sexiest woman alive is?
Well, I always thought Angelina Jolie is just absolutely gorgeous. I think she is just.
Right.
I'm going to say right now, Sofia Vergara.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that?
What makes you not think that?
Huh? Never had, we've had a problem. Never answer a question with a question.
I would just say, you know, she's got that Latin thing. She's like busting out of every dress that she owns. She's very pretty. I think she's
Wendy Williams does that too. Is she
a sexy way? Woman? In a different way. She busts out in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia's parts are exactly where they should be on a woman, I think.
Reminds me of that picture we were talking about yesterday when both of you weren't here. If you go to DougStefan.com, see this picture of this Chinese guy who's got a nose growing on his forehead.
What?
Yeah, check it out.
I've seen that guy. He can smell from it, too.
I didn't realize that worked.
Can he really?
No, he can't.
No, I
don't. But I have seen that guy.
He had
crazy.
A damaged nose, Kenny. Isn't that the story? His nose was damaged in an accident or something?
Yeah.
And they couldn't rebuild it, so they grew him a new one. The doctors put a new nose on his
forehead.
On his forehead. How do you walk around with that thing, you know?
If you look at it, it's really gross.
Hey, Bob, smell this. You know, you can hear the jokes now, right?
Yeah. Speaking of jokes, Roberta, no joke, has the Queen of Cheap report in just a moment here on Good Day.
Get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
The queen of cheap is back heroically to regale us with big ways to save. Go ahead.
Let's start with Betty Crocker. If you're gluten-free like my husband and my daughter are, we got 20 best gluten-free dessert recipes. It's just 99 cents at Amazon, and you can get that. We tell you how to do that at DougStefan.com. You know those personalized tote bags, you know, where you put your picture on it or your friend's picture?
I'm
or
stupid.
Kid's picture? Yeah, yeah. Those.
What?
Those personalized tote bags. You can, like, personalize and do anything you want.
What did you say, Jennifer? What's on yours?
I'm stupid.
Oh,
yes.
Great. Yeah, that's good.
Well, you can get them now for $4.99, but the kicker is it's free shipping. A lot of times you'll get those really inexpensively, but then they charge you for, you know, another $9 for shipping or something. Well, this is from Ink Garden. New members get $4.99 personalized tote bag with free shipping. Now, Amazon. If you sign up for Amazon Mom, you will get a $5 Amazon credit. Now, Amazon Mom is free. Amazon Prime, it's a program with Amazon Prime, and you get 2 days shipping absolutely free, and they'll give you $5 to try it out too, so you can get that for 3 months, and that's great because you got the, you know, holiday season coming up, so now's the time to do it. And if you're a senior, head over to Walgreens, because today anybody that's 55 or over, you can get 20% off of your in-store purchases on all the Walgreens brands, and 15% on off almost every other item, including sale items at Walgreens. So this is the time to stock up on shampoos and, you know, anything else you might possibly need at Walgreens, because 20% off their brand, 15% off just about everything else. And you can use this online, people. You have to be part of their Balance Rewards programs, but hey, you know, it's like it's free. It's one of those, like, you know, the supermarket programs. Yeah, it's free. So
free.
You know, just join it. So if you're a senior, which is defined by them as 55 or older, head over to Walgreens.
All right, 21 after. Good day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
So we have some more of these contestants from The Voice last night. This is Tamara Shaunice singing 1 plus 1. Christina and CeeLo turned around. CeeLo won. He did. How'd you know?
Just because it's this her type of singer.
Really? I don't like her. Anybody else got an opinion here on this, Kenny?
Okay.
No, this doesn't do anything.
Jennifer says, okay. What about you, Roberta?
I like her.
Really? All right. Two against the two, so zero. Anyway, show with Team CeeLo. Up next here in the candidates box, Brandon Chase.
You know I fall apart without
singing Wanted.
I don't know how you do what you do.
What are they screaming for?
I like him.
There, I don't. I don't like any of these ballads.
I don't like anybody.
I don't, well, I, no, I like the ones. I actually like the one we played last hour, this guy Diego. I thought he was okay.
I think this is all right.
All right, so if we were in place of the judges there, if we were the judges, you'd turn around.
If I had a few openings on my team, if this were my last opening,
but they're down to the last openings now, aren't they?
No.
All right.
Blake.
So, Blake and CeeLo.
I knew it. I'm so good.
All right. And Blake got him, by the way. So, that's that story. Next up is Loopy Carroll.
I like this guy better.
I like him. Roberta?
Yeah, I like him.
Kenny?
He has a bit of a different sound.
Yeah.
You're the one who sounds like, you know, everybody else.
I think they all sound the same.
A lot of them do. That's what Roberta and I have always said about the women, mostly. Women all warble to their thing. Who did... this guy went to CeeLo, apparently. Yeah. So has CeeLo's team filled up now? I think maybe, yeah. All right. Next singer, Gray. No, this is the 50 Shades of. Catch My Breath. It's a woman, right?
Sounds like it's me.
Sometimes you can't tell. This is a great time. Blake turns around.
This lady sounds really good, and it's the type of woman that you think.
And then CeeLo turns around, and Adam gets it.
You know what's nice about that woman's voice? Oh, it's very controlled.
Good. All right, let's try Dominique Scott Kay. Sound of the drummer for the Commodores, singing a Commodore song. Now, we all think he sounds good, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Jennifer thinks that Dominique sounds good. What about you, Roberta?
I like him.
Yeah. Kenny?
He's
Okay, so none of the coaches turned around for him, and they explain here why.
You got something real cool, man.
You really do.
You really do. I think we were all sitting here contemplating.
Yeah.
That's also one of the best songs, I think. It's such an amazing song to experience, and you did a great job. It was a very mature choice for a young guy to choose that.
Well, actually, I grew up with that song, Easy, and I just played. My dad's a drummer for the Commodores.
What?
He's been with them for 25 years.
Nice.
Great.
Wow.
So now they all feel like boobs.
That's badass, dude. But, you know, when Lionel sings it, it's got this, like, these bigger kind of, you know, I'm easy. It's like longer kind of notes, and I love when Lionel does that.
You sing up here a lot, and if you can figure out a way to move it down a little bit more and open up your voice a little bit more, you don't want to ever get too nasally, and that's what's weird. Me saying that as a country singer, I'm kind of wearing on, just singing. Like, yeah, that's what I do.
Just listening to your talk, yeah. You're like,
but it is. I mean, there's got to be a way to blend that in because that's what you naturally want to do, and that's okay.
All right, so that's the story from The Voice last night. Roberto, are you watching that show at all?
No, well, I don't have a TV at the moment.
Perfect. You can go to Hulu and then check it out there. All right, so we're moving along. Doug Steffens' Good Day Program's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different and an appreciation of new things and people just because they're there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start to notice a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see the pet in your life develop and learn. A family is a pet plus people all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, that you could possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. They're our best friends. They're honest. They never lie. They never cheat. Spend more time with your pet. You'll feel better about it, and so will your pet. And you know what? You learn an awful lot from watching your dog or cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
For our 2020 news quiz question here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program. Check a lot of things out at DougSteffen.com, trending stories, et cetera, things that we're talking about. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here with Ken Kessler and me. Richie's having another treatment today, so he'll probably be out of the loop for the rest of the week, but he's doing well, and that's the important thing. Campaign contributions. I love a little... say it again, Doug. I love alliteration.
I do, too.
Campaign contribution caps will be at issue. The Supreme Court is tackling a challenge to limits on contributions by the biggest individual donors to campaigns. This is the reason we have the problems that we have now in our country, because of all these campaign contributions. You understand the root of all evil is the money in the electoral system. You understand that's why we have all of the trouble that we're having right now.
Yes, the root of all evil, the money in the system, and George Bush, right?
Well, I wasn't thinking about George Bush, but I'm throwing
it
in.
He gets blamed for a lot, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some of it he deserves to be blamed for, some of it he doesn't. But I found in my life that fixing the blame never fixes the problem. So who cares whether it's Obama at fault or Bush is at fault, whoever's at fault. That doesn't fix anything. It just assuages somebody's ego and says, see, I told you he was no good. I've said it plenty of times. I didn't say it because I was trying to fix the problem. I was trying to basically just make a point. But it's time we tried to fix some of the problems. And I think, along with the supporters of this campaign finance law overview, the case poses a threat to the contribution limits that Congress first enacted in 1974 in the wake of Watergate. There are a lot of people, including a woman in Alabama, there are people who are running right now. Mitch McConnell has signed on to this thing. They're trying to put limits on what contributors may give in a two-year federal election cycle. Total right now, if you can imagine, is $123,200.
That's how much I donate. How about you guys?
Yeah. The limit on individual contributions to any candidate for Congress is currently $2,600. That's not an issue. The amount of money that these big donors can give
And we're talking about a lot of people who own companies. I'm looking at one of them, owns a company, spends a couple of $100,000 in each election cycle because he can. And he see, this throws everything. The damn money should be out, period, of all of this. Never mind with the Supreme Court. They screwed it up badly. How many Supreme Court issues have been handled poorly, do you think? The issues, the cases that went before
80%.
The Supreme Court.
I think,
and
they typically get it wrong.
They typically do get it. And Citizens United was the worst. And listening to all this plava from people about, oh, it's freedom of speech. Nonsense. There's nothing about it that's free. It's extraordinarily expensive. I can't buy that kind of influence. Can you? How many people listening to this program can spend $123,000 to support a campaign or a candidate? Or
I
an
can't
issue?
Even spend $23,
yeah.
Really.
So how is that fair?
Outlawed? Do you think all
yes.
campaign contributions
all money gone.
And everybody and everybody
yep.
puts in an extra dollar on their income?
Nope, not even that. I don't think there should be any money at all. You do what you can to get media attention, and that's how you sell yourself.
That's what they do in England, right?
Yep.
Most of
the countries who are supposedly in the same league with us find this anathema. They allow no spending on campaigns, none, zero.
But don't you think for candidates who aren't as financially able, it's going to hurt them? You still have to pay for offices and, campaign, people to work for you. And if you don't have the funds, you're not going to be able to do that.
Roberta,
so everybody should get the same amount of money.
There's a creation here. You think the first people that ran for office in our country had big campaign staffs? You think they had offices?
You don't have to have a camp, but you still have to have an office.
I don't. Why?
Someone...
Why?
I've got a house. I've got a home office.
Why?
A lot of people don't have that.
Yeah,
I think it eliminates.
If you are smart.
I think already the government is too made up of people who are extremely wealthy.
Well, of course it is.
And
that's
they
point.
Have no semblance of reality of what goes on.
That is also true. Yes.
So, you have to get the super wealthy out of government and get the ordinary people into government.
Yep. And putting
and
a cap.
To be fair, though, the super wealthy are the
money.
Ones that know how to run businesses in the right way and make smart business decisions.
Not necessarily.
In a lot of cases.
A lot of the people are so-called trust fund babies.
We have to get rid of all these middle-aged white men who are in government. Just kick them out.
Oh. Right, as represented by our president.
He's not a middle-aged white man.
Exactly. Or one
you.
For the seven.
That one's taken care of.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, time for our... our 20... Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's try this one. All right, that one. How about this one? Maybe this one is better. All right. Okay. Dung, dee, dung, 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 dung. Whistle while you work. It's time for our little late for the 2020 News Quiz question, but that's all right. Tom Clancy died last week.
Yes, very mm-hmm. sad.
Has a new novel coming out next month. Your job, should you decide to take on this challenge, is to figure out what the name of the book is. I'm going to give you four suggested titles. One of them is correct. You pick the correct title, you get a swell prize. 888-302-3684. You notice more and more people are reading. Have you noticed? Maybe it's just because I'm reading more. I never watch television anymore when I go to bed. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up, I have three or four books that I'm
reading
at the same time.
I do that too. I always read.
I'm reading a book called Destiny. And it is superb, and I will tell you more about it. I have finished with this book, The Thing You Think You Cannot Do, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago. It is an amazingly simple, conceptual book that helps people understand how much our society messes up, and it really focuses on individual responsibility. And so it gets people... to go beyond, so many people say, oh, I can't do that. Like Roberta complains, oh, my God, I don't think I'm going to make it through this move. Of course you can, and you did, because you have the right stuff. Oh, yes, I know. You
no,
never
complained. I didn't complain. I merely posted my experiences, and right. absolutely miserable they
but
were.
But you, yeah.
I didn't complain.
But you see, there are plenty of people who think, I couldn't possibly bear if I had to sell my farm, for example. What am I going to do with all this stuff? In the barns. What would you, people say, I couldn't bear doing that. Well, of course you can. It's what you say and think. So it is stuff. It's just stuff. Anyway, the point is that there are a lot of good books around. People are reading more, and they like, some. I don't like fiction. I don't read fiction. If I want fiction, I go to the movies. I like to read things that are helpful, that I think can be used to move either me along individually or collectively, all of us along a little bit on a better, higher path. So anyway, I don't know whether that's going to be the Clancy. It's probably not. Probably going to see a movie made out of this book. I'm asking you to tell us what the name of the book is. Here are the four suggested titles: Light in August, Thunder Horizon, Command Authority, Shadow One. One of those is
my
the
last
correct
work by Tom Clancy. Oh.
Yeah, right. I'm now dead. 888-302-3684. What's the name of Clancy's book, which he finished a couple of months ago, and it's supposed to be out in the next month or so? It's called Light in August, Thunder Horizon, Command Authority, or Shadow One. What's the name of that book? 888-302-3684. Swell prize. I think it's too bad. He was 66 years old. Big smoker. Had some kind of lung complication and disease, and that's, I believe, why he died. But he had other intestinal and organ stuff that was a problem for him. But he sure knew how to write these kind of books, that's for sure. 888-302-3684, once again, is the title of the book: Light in August, Thunder Horizon, Command Authority, or Shadow One. Let us know what you think. Jennifer's going to update us on television news in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Let's get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
15 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tuesday morning. Our news quiz focusing on Tom Tom Clancy's last book, which will come out next month. I've asked to pick among the four. Who knows where these titles come from? They all sound like they could possibly be the name of a new book. Let's talk to W.C., who is in his bathroom, no doubt. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
Why are you called W.C.?
I called to answer the question on the...
Yeah, I got that. But why are you called W.C.?
Those are his initials.
Well, that's my name.
Oh, what's your last name? Well, you know, nobody calls you Wilfred or anything like that. Your name is W.C. People, everybody calls you W.C.
No, that is my actual name.
Oh, is it? Oh. So on your birth certificate, it says W.C., whatever your last name is.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Oh. That's very interesting.
No periods, no nothing.
Yeah. No periods, no nothing. All right. Well, that's very interesting. I'm happy to make your acquaintance, sir. Thank you for calling.
I'm glad to meet you.
All right. So what's the name of the book that's going to be Tom Clancy's last?
Command Authority.
How did you know that?
Well, I listen to your program all the time when I'm getting up early in the morning.
Yeah.
When I'm working early in the morning, and yeah. it came across the radio wave, and I was listening for it then.
Oh, somebody else mentioned it earlier?
No, it was. It's always on. When he died, they named his last book.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah, it became part of the story of his passing. Good. All right, sir. I'm glad you're listening. One of our new affiliates down in Greenville, Mississippi. And so we'll send you a small prize. Thank you. Yeah, the book's called Command Authority. Speaking of commands, I command you, Jennifer.
I thought you were going to say I have the command authority. I didn't know you were going to take the control, but okay, whatever.
Well, you can take control now because it's your turn to inform us as to the latest television news.
All right. Well, you know that show Bones over at the Fox Network?
I like Bones.
I know you do. That's why we're leading with it. The future of Bones, it may be in doubt, Dougie, because the show's main characters are finally set to wed this season. That's David Boreanaz and Emily Deschanel.
Mm-hmm.
But we may not see their happily ever after because, according to sources, David Boreanaz is planning to leave the show when the season and his contract ends in May.
It's called negotiation, I know. Much more money.
Now, Emily Deschanel says she'll go on without David Boreanaz. She's no fool, but the producers of the network may just throw in the towel if they can.
No, they're going to throw in the towel. This guy just wants more money. It's a good show. It's a lovable show, actually. It's quite a compelling program. Her character and the way she plays it is superb, and he makes for a fairly good foil. He's not going anywhere.
All right. Well, speaking of people not going anywhere, at least for a little while, David Letterman made the big announcement that CBS is keeping him in his late night post through 2015, at least. There's been speculation he's getting ready to retire, but CBS announced that the late show's been extended, which is kind of sad for Jay Leno because, you know.
Jay Leno is going to be fine. He's going to end up on Fox. And the announcement will be made the day he leaves NBC, the next day he's going to be on Fox.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Breaking Bad, big show, just ended. Everybody's wondering what will happen next to their favorite stars, like Bryan Cranston, who is the star of that show. He's coming to Broadway. That's the answer.
Oh?
The actor is currently in Cambridge, Massachusetts, playing Lyndon B. Johnson in the American Repertory Theater's All the Way. And it was just announced that the play will move to the Great White Way. Production's expected to debut sometime this winter, though a specific date has yet to be announced. Now, there's some drama a-brewing with Roseanne. There's always drama brewing with Roseanne.
Really?
She's very upset. She's got her panties in a bunch because she's accusing Chuck Lorre of the 2.5 Men fame, you know, the writer of that show, creator, and actor Ashton Kutcher of stealing one of her jokes. She complained on Twitter that a joke on last Thursday's episode of the show was similar to hers. In the show, Kutcher's character jokes about being 91 years old, and let's just say it's about the state of your pants. 91 years old. We won't go there.
Good God.
Yeah. But Barr said that she used a similar line in 2006, although hers she was talking about menopause, making jokes about that. Now, taking to Twitter, Roseanne Barr said that, quote, "I would steal one of his jokes to make it even, but they all stink."
A waste of time. All right. Jane Fonda is going to get the American Film Institute's AFI Life Achievement Award in Los Angeles. Her father got it in 1978, one of the first ones, but the family thing, like Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas had it, Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine got it. So this is a nice combination, a nice award. for her. And I think she deserves it. I think she's actually one of our better, more accomplished actresses. I like her in the newsroom, frankly. 51 after the hour. Thank you, Jennifer. It's a good day.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As a longtime farmer, I enjoy seeing startup companies like Mobile Farming. I go back to the roots of window farming, using crowdfunding to help people feed their families. Some pretty interesting ideas coming about as a result of the need, the local boar movement, if you will, the need for people to try and grow or get close to their food source, and also crowdfunding itself. You're about to meet a young man who recently raised $250,000 to do just what I've described. Mike Hayes is here with Startups in Action.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm Mike Hayes, small business media mentor and your crowdfunding intelligence reporter. Of the top 300 crowdfunding campaigns, one of the categories that has not yet gotten a lot of media attention is hydroponics farming. Companies like Back to the Roots, Window Farming, and an exciting new company I interviewed about their pre-crowdfunding campaign is Mobile Farming. So today, I'd like to start with an introduction to a young man named Nikhil Arora, co-founder of Back to the Roots, and he talks about his crowdfunding campaign.
It was a sleepless 1 month, I can tell you that much. We were nonstop just hustling, trying to contact, you know, every person you've ever talked to in our lives since like elementary school onwards, you know, trying to reach back out to them, tell them what we're up to, phone calls and emails just to contact, and then also a lot of it to the media, like trying to get people to cover it, reaching to bloggers and, you know, different websites and TV and newspapers and trying to get coverage that way and trying to get exposed to more people. But to be honest with you, it was just really a numbers game. It's like how much time and how hard you're willing to work to pull it off, because it doesn't happen by itself. It's just, you know, you gotta, the more people you reach out to, the more likely you are to hit your goal and above. And we just did not stop contacting people for 3 days straight.
Tell me about the social media that you use. What specifically did you use? Twitter, Facebook, or what was kind of the first thing you did? What do you think was the most important thing in outreach using some form of social media? And what was that?
Facebook was definitely the number one driver. I mean, overall, I think it was the number two driver of traffic for an entire campaign. It was remarkable how much funding came through people clicking through Kickstarter. And I think why it was so successful is because one was actually reaching out to a lot of companies to do promoted posts for us. So we'd find other companies that share similar, or even organizations that share similar visions, and ask them, okay, if we give you $100, you guys promote this post on your page, and so it's no cost to them, but they can share some cool content. And a promoted post to where they actually help get your content on top of all of their followers or fans' news feeds. So that was a really, really helpful way to, you know, reach a whole new community, not just our own fans, but leverage the fans of other organizations with similar, you know, interests. We'd find people, you know, other organizations, say they have 10,000 fans that's interested in indoor gardening. Like, hey, can we pay you $10 to $15 to promote this post for us on Facebook? And reach all of your audience, and we'll cover the cost for it. And, you know, I think we knew that we would make that up, hopefully, in pledges, you know, from Kickstarter. So it was just a cost-benefit kind of calculation. And we sent out thousands of emails to bloggers and newspapers and websites and just trying to pitch them, you know, this is what we're working on. It's really exciting. And but one of the biggest lessons we learned was actually how important that initial momentum is. So, you know, we spent a lot of time before we went live just laying the groundwork and, you know, emailing supporters and friends and family and colleagues and people who we knew would pledge and asking them to please pledge on the first day, because if you can show a big boost on the first day, it all of a sudden builds credibility, it builds momentum, so that as you outreach to more people, they feel like they're joining a movement versus just being the first few crazy ones. So a lot of it came down to, like, laying the groundwork before we went live. You know, after our successful Kickstarter campaign with the Aqua Farm, we were able to take that success to our partners, Whole Foods and Nordstrom, and they both got really excited about it, and also to our new partner, Petco. So, you know, that campaign gave us a lot more legitimacy. It proved the product out there to the marketplace that, hey, people want this. And off of that Kickstarter campaign, now we've actually launched the Aqua Farm into Whole Foods, Nordstrom, and Petco. So there are three launch partners this year in terms of retail distribution. So it's been so much fun. I mean, just to see this product, which is an idea, you know, less than a year ago, come to life now and be in tens of thousands of people's homes. And we're getting so many pictures and feedback in. It's just really cool to kind of see this creating its own little movement through this product. It's been really fun.
Maybe you can create a new movement too in a category like hydroponics and follow in the footsteps of the entrepreneurs who are developing new ways of growing food for your family. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, email me, startupsinaction@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and growing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.